Favorable weather conditions will continue across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the next 2 weeks. That's the result of a timely rainfall, favorable soil moisture, and a brief period of cooling that will occur across the region. Now, certainly the cooler weather is not going to be nearly as welcome as having the moisture around, but for a few days, it's not going to be a major problem. Degree day accumulations, though, need to be back normal or above normal for a while in order to stimulate faster crop development rates and to assure that we are mature enough in the autumn to avoid any kind of a frost or freeze threat. The forecast here in the near term does provide showers periodically across the Midwest. Most of the precipitation, though, will occur in the eastern areas here over this first several days of the forecast. Portions of Michigan, Ohio, and Indiana will probably have the highest potential for seeing significant amounts of moisture, while the precipitation that occurs in the western Corn Belt from Illinois back into portions of Kansas, Nebraska, and South Dakota will probably not be very significant. There will be some showers in those areas, but they are certainly not going to happen very often, and a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 0.5 inch, will probably occur most often. As we move on into the second half of next week and into the following weekend, there should be an increase in precipitation across portions of the Midwest. We'll likely see that initialize in the western areas and work its way eastward as time moves forward. The majority of the precipitation, though, will be varied. I imagine we'll probably see totals maybe running 1/4 to 3/4 inch most often, upwards to 1.5 inches in some spots. This is an event that's still far enough out in the forecast that we don't want to focus in on it too much, but there should be an increase in precipitation during that period of time. There will also be warmer temperatures returning to the Midwest as we move into the second week of the two-week outlook. In fact, we may already see some warming returning to parts of the region a week from now. The high temperatures over these next few days, though, will be definitely cool. We'll look for highs in the 70s most often, a few lower 80s in the southwest, a few upper 60s maybe in the Great Lakes region. Low temperatures at night will be mostly in the 50s. We'll look for a few upper 40s in the far north. There might be a couple of lower 60s in the extreme south as well. As we move into the second half of next week, we'll start warming back up again a little bit with some 70 and lower 80 degree temperatures occurring across many areas. And as we move into the second weekend of the two-week outlook, we should be back where we've been this week with temperatures back into the 80s, perhaps even a few lower 90s in the southwest part of the region. It all comes down to how much rain will fall in the second week of the two-week outlook, though. The more precipitation that's in the pipeline, the slower we will be in warming up. But really, when you step back and look at the big picture, you can't come to any other conclusion other than the fact that the majority of the Midwest will be favorably moist during a big part of the forecast period coming up and may continue to be that way going deeper into the month of July, maybe setting the stage for a good start to pollination. In the meantime, other areas across the U.S. are also expecting to see favorable weather, the Delta, the southeastern states, most of the central and southern plains as well. Up in Canada and parts of the northern U.S. plains, it looks like it's going to get very warm and dry. Temperatures may get into the 80s and 90s all the way up into the Canadian prairies. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.